Hallihallo und herzlich willkommen zu Episode 8 von unserem Podcast Einfach manifestieren. Wir sind Yvonne Keil
und Kathi Hütterer und gemeinsam bilden wir das Team Hütterer. Und in unserer heutigen Episode geht es um tägliche Erfolge. Und dieser Podcast wird jetzt ausnahmsweise auf Englisch weitergehen, denn wir geben euch einen kurzen Ausschnitt von einem Interview mit dem Mr. 2020. Ich habe den für mein Buch interviewt und da hat er mir die Frage beantwortet, was kann man machen, um tägliche Erfolge mit dem GDA zu feiern?
Cool. Before I get out of bed in the morning. So I go through, you know, like literally I know what my day is going to consist of. So, and it's not the big stuff, right? I'm going to send out the email. I'm going to answer your emails. I'm going to go to the dog park and the pool and the shops, and Victoria and I are going to have a yum for lunch, right? Before I get out of bed, and pretty much every time I wake up from around 3:30 onward and fall back asleep, I put a bun in the oven. It's like, all right, cool. What am I doing today? Oh, we got our interview. Cool. That'll be fun. Oh yeah, I feel, oh, that was great. Fall back asleep, right? And then if I wake up a little bit more, what else am I doing today? Oh my God, we're going to the dog park. Cool. I'll imagine, oh, it was so much fun playing ball with my good boy. Boom, fall back asleep. And there's the thing, if you want daily wins, you've got to take again that whole thing of, well, it would have happened anyway, and kill it. Because some days at the dog park could suck. Sometimes I'd go to the markets and like nothing's on sale, nothing looks good. But for me, it's like, right, before I get out of bed, I nail at least 5 or 6 little things, fall back asleep every time, and just know that I'm imagining up my daily wins. And that's why I have them daily versus I'm imagining that new BMW 325i. It's rose in color. It's got, yeah, oh my God, maybe that will be a someday win. But my 2-day wins, I nail those every day, every day, every day, every day.
Yeah, and would you say, because I have the feeling that if you have a lot of these daily wins, it's easier because a lot of people only focus on the big house or the $1 million or whatever they like need or urge for, but never for the cup of coffee.
Yes. That's it. Yeah, that's it exactly. Because if you're not nailing the little things, quote unquote, and that's where we naturally go. We think little is daily because big is yearly.
Yeah.
And suddenly if we think in terms of big wins, oh, it's going to take a year, a decade. But on the other hand, if we scrap little and big and just go to right, I'm nailing things that I know can happen today. And the thing with that is you never know what can happen today. Today may be the day that you get the job, that you, quote unquote, meet the soulmate, whatever it is. But if you're waking up feeling from the state of your wish fulfilled, you're going to have so many wins today. You're not going to go which ones didn't happen, because you're going to be living the ones that did.
Und wenn du das ganze Interview mit Mr. 2020 auf Deutsch nachlesen möchtest, dann hol dir einfach Kathis Buch mit dem Titel Geschafft, erfolgreich durch Manifestation. Und den Link findest du hier unter dieser Episode.
Ja, das würde mich natürlich freuen, auch wenn du mir dann erzählst, wie es dir gefallen hat, das Buch. Und ansonsten hören wir uns nächste Woche wieder hier an dieser Stelle mit unserer nächsten Episode. Alles Liebe und viel Spaß beim Manifestieren. Bis dann. Tschüss.
Tschüss.